Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We do a replay or a live radio show with Devon. He is here tonight live, and we do this every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For those people that want to hear some of the previous radio shows, if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Devon's input. That's what we call this. If you go back to there, you'll be able to hear this as well as what the previous radio shows before. And Devon started off as a gentleman who was inquisitive about some of the products that we had on the PM marketing side. And then we started to kind of develop a relationship as he was asking a whole bunch of questions. I learned more about him, and we've been kind of documenting, if you will, his journey towards where he wants to be in many different things. And we've had several different conversations about online education, several different conversations about what kind of work that he's done. And then over the last couple of months, his career has taken a couple of twists and turns, and his health as well. And we're going to talk a little bit about speech therapy as well as some other things that he wants to talk about along the way as we continue on Devon's journey. But he's got a background where he's an author. He's been a nurse practitioner, let's call it almost. Does home health care. He's done a lot of stuff as far as online education. And today he's going to talk about some specific topics, and I'll let Devon kick it off. And Devon, thanks for being here live on your own radio show.
Thank you so much, Peter. And I have to apologize to my audience. I've been out for 6 to 7 weeks due to the fact that I've been trying to regain back my voice. My voice has been in a lot of trouble, as you know, over the past year or so due to me not taking my medication and stuff like that. I'm trying to just regain back my voice and my speech. And one of the things I want to talk about today on Devon's input is speech therapy. I try to work with a lot of different speech therapies, people that can help me regain my voice. What happened, I lost my voice about a year ago due to the fact I wasn't taking my medication. And it really hampered me because I lost several dollars because of it. Because when you go to the interview and you go to human resources and you present yourself and you start talking to them, when you're buffering your words, I mean, HR doesn't want to hear anybody buffering the words, you know, too much. I mean, if you make one or two mistakes, that's perfectly fine. But if you start making 9, 10, 11, 12 mistakes and buffering your words and slurring your words, it's going to look bad on you, and they're not going to want to hire you, and they're going to go with somebody else. So I'm trying to be working with a lot of speech therapists, you know, and fixing my voice, making it coming back to normal. There's a young lady, she introduced me to a young woman. Her name is Shelly Kane, or Shelly Khan, I should say. She's been trying to help me regain back my voice little by little. Just like I said, once you make one or two mistakes, it's not that bad. But when you make several mistakes, like I said, I was scared to do my radio show for a long period of time. For the last probably 6 weeks, I was scared I'm going to make numerous mistakes, and nobody doesn't want to make numerous mistakes on their own radio show when you're talking live to hundreds and thousands of people. So I've been trying to work with Shelly Khan for the last couple of weeks now, and she's helping me regain back my voice little by little. You know, she does, she works on the nerve, you know, something on my body where you can press a nerve, and that could be cause of me slurring my words or me cause of me buffering my words. And, you know, like I said, I'm usually not in a position where I usually talk like this. You know, I usually talk blazing, 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 blazing fast. And sometimes when you talk blazing, blazing fast, you kind of screw up on your words because you're talking so fast. You're trying to impress the other person or impress the audience by talking so fast. you kind of buffer your words, you know. So I'm trying to slow down my words as slow as possible so people can understand what I'm saying also, and trying to not make too many mistakes. Like I said, it cost me a couple of jobs, me buffering all my words, you know. So, you know, I don't want that to happen anymore. And due to the fact that I don't like to work for people in the first place, I like to have my own businesses and stuff like that. I've been trying to be an entrepreneur for the last maybe 10, 15 years now. And some things, they just didn't work. Other stuff, I made a couple of $100, but that wasn't enough to say I'm an entrepreneur. Getting back with speech therapy, you know, there's a lot of different methods on speech therapists have to kind of gain back your voice. Like I said, they can work with your nerve, you know, they can pinch your nerve or stuff like that, and that could be the cause of your problem. If they pinch something, I don't know, a muscular tendon, or they pinch something in your spinal cord. I know it has nothing to do with your larynx, but if they pinch something, find something in your spinal cord where they can pinch your nerve and stuff like that, maybe you can regain some of that speech you had in the past, your speech format or your speech or the way you talk, you know, the way you talk. So I'm just kind of working back slowly, regaining back my speech, my larynx. And to tell you the truth, another reason why I lost my voice, I was singing the place that I am in the safe haven. I was trying to sing a couple of nights ago, and what happened is when I started to speak, I found out that my voice was slowly deteriorating little by little, because when I started to speak, it's just that my voice totally went silent. I couldn't even hear myself sing, or I couldn't hear myself speak. You know, when I started to hit a high note, my voice would just disappear. You know, so that's another reason why I'm trying to gain back my voice really slowly, you know. So, and, you know, and another reason I just mentioned to you about 3 or 4 minutes ago, talking very fast. You know, I'm a person who likes to talk very, 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 very fast. And when I talk very fast, that kind of interrupts me talking proper or my audience understanding what I'm saying, you know. So, you know, working with a speech therapist that's helped me out over the last couple of weeks, her name is Shelley Kahn, and she has her PhD in helping people heal and people gain back their voice, you know. So, like I said, I want to gain back my voice 1,000%. So when I gain back my voice, maybe I have, like I said, I don't like working with people, but it makes me feel like a better person when I can talk properly, you talk professionally, and you know, you're just in that mindset where when you talk, people can understand what you're saying. You're not coming out vague to them, or you're not coming out indistinct to them, and they can understand what you're saying, and it shows that you're an oratory speaker. You know, you can talk well in public, and people respect you more when your voice is stable and when your voice is not hampered, you know. So people respect you a lot more when you, I understand what you're saying when you talk kind of muffled, and you talk kind of blurred, and you talk kind of buffering your words. People don't really respect you as much as, I mean, they know you have a element or something like that, but still, it comes out in a certain way where people will talk behind you. But I said, listen to this guy talk. The guy talks very unprofessional. He doesn't talk. He talks like a street talk. You know, he talks like he's from the streets or something like that. So I'm trying to talk in a way where people understand what I'm saying, and you know, it makes a lot of sense. You know, what I'm saying to the other person or the other that message is sent to the other audience or to the other person. You know, it makes for a good conversation. And like I said, I was scared to go on my own show because I felt that my audience wouldn't understand and Peter wouldn't understand the way I would send out that message. Because when I buffer my words, you know, it's just that It doesn't sound well. That's my perception of it. I mean, my interpretation doesn't sound well when you buffer your words to other people, you know. So, but hopefully Peter understands and my audience understands, you know. Hopefully I can get about my voice for 1,000% in the next couple of months. That's what I'm looking. That's my goal. And other than that, let me talk a little bit about I wanted to still go to medical school, and I could have been a lawyer. But what happened is I decided to not be a lawyer again because due to the fact that I was scared about my voice, because if you have to go on conferences and you have to talk to other lawyers and stuff like that, then it won't look right in my situation to talk to other people while I'm buffering my words or I'm stuttering and stuff like that to other lawyers or other professionals. And it'll look kind of funny on my part to do so. So I kind of quit going to law school, but I still want to be try to go out for my MD to be a medical doctor. Before, when I first started out, I wanted to be a cardiologist and deal with the heart. But then I decided not to be a cardiologist. I decided to be a urologist. A urologist's main profession is to work with the brain of people with brain disorders or brain impediments, you know. So, like I said, I'm just talking. The reason why I'm talking at a calm and moderate tone right now is because I'm trying to make people understand my my speech pattern. Like I said, I talk blazing fast. So I kind of toned that down a lot the last several months just to say that maybe that could be another reason why people don't understand me or are buffering my words, because I'm trying to talk so blazing fast and impress the audience or the listener that that's why I'm screwing up my words. So you know, you can talk in a way where it's not too vociferous, or talk in another way where it's not too clamor, or you talk in a way where it's not too loud and they still understand you. You're talking to a mild and a bold and calm way, and they still can respect you and they still can understand what you're saying. So like I said, I want to still see if I can get my PhD also. You know, I want to go back to school to get my PhD. I want to go to Grand Canyon University. Grand Canyon is an online school, and I want to go to school in the next several weeks or so. I think they're still opening sometime. I'm trying to make it for December, the latest January of 2024, you know. So I'm still wanting to finish my PhD. I want to go to medical school. And like I said, and my main goal is to regain back my voice. You know, I'll do anything in the world to gain back my voice, because your voice is and like I said, I want to also own my own radio station, you know. And by me owning my own radio station, my voice is my meal ticket, you know. Once you can speak in a way where it can help other people, you know, that's key for me. That's key, because like I said, when I speak, that's my way of expressing myself to my listeners and to my audience, you know, my speech, you know, and helping other people with daily problems and daily issues. So like I said, if Peter wants to talk a little bit about how you know, speech therapy works, you know, he can go right ahead, or he wants to go for a break. I just want to find out what Peter wants to do right now.
Sure. I do have a couple of questions for you, but let's do our commercial break first. So for those people who are listening in, you're listening to Devon. We call this Devon's Input, and we're going to be right back after this brief commercial break.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And And we are back. We are here with Devon. We call this Devon's Input. And Devon and I have not spoken on a live radio show for a couple of weeks because of what he had mentioned before as far as some of the challenges that he had with his speech. So one of the questions I have for you, Devon, is, you know, we've known each other for 2.5, 3 years or something like that. And I know other people that I've done either radio shows with or had as customers or friends that have had challenges with their speech. Sometimes it could be a physical thing that happened to their vocal cords. Sometimes it could be, you know, like people like myself, sometimes you'll hear me, I might sound tired. I'm not, maybe not physically tired, but my voice is tired because I talk a lot. Or maybe there's allergies or something, and I might have like a form of laryngitis. I used to get that many times when I was in the Midwest, when I think I was allergic to more things than I am down here in Florida. But I also have friends that have had strokes, and they've had to relearn how to talk. I've had people that have been, they tell me it was stress-related, where they've had to kind of relearn how to talk. And my question for you specifically is, why do you think you had some kind of a speech challenge, and what do you think brought it on?
No, because what happened, Peter, I talk to my my brother all the time, and I talk to the mother of his children, and she always say, when I got sick about maybe 7 months ago, I was in the hospital in January, and even before that, like about 4 months prior to that, when I wasn't taking my medication, she said to me that you're buffering on your words. You're buffering on your words. And I said, yeah, because I wasn't taking my medication at the time. I didn't take my medication for 7.5 months. I don't know if Peter forgot that I told him that, but I didn't take my medication for 7.5 months starting back around May of 2022, which was last year. I wasn't taking my medication, and I noticed when I didn't take my medication, that's when I started buffering on my words more. Like I said, before that, I'll probably make one or two mistakes. I used to talk normal. I used to talk normal before, and I started really buffering on my words, and I wasn't taking my medication, and then ever since then, it's been one big problem with me stuttering and buffering on my words and making errors when I talk, and I sound mumbled, and I sound, it's like a totally different person the way I speak, you know. So once I start taking my medication again, it's going to take like months and months for me to regain back my voice. I started taking my medication back in January of 2023, which was this year. I started taking my medication while I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital for almost a month, and it's just one big challenge, you know. While I was in the hospital over Kings County, I gained back my voice. I didn't buffer my words as much as I did for the last 4 months prior. So, like I said, I'm trying to talk real slow now. I'm doing it on purpose. I'm trying to talk real slow because I see when I talk real slow, people understand me better. Like when I talk blazing fast, people don't understand what I'm talking about. You know, people, I'm talking so fast and so quick that people don't understand what I'm saying. So I'm talking calm for two reasons. So I won't buffer my words, and so people can understand me better. That's two main reasons why I'm talking like this, you know. Hopefully when I give back my voice in the next couple of months, I'll talk blazing fast again. So that's one of the reasons. I wasn't taking my medication, Peter. That's one of the reasons.
Right. So I remember with you, you had moved to a different state for a while, and as a result of that, you weren't taking the medication, but because you didn't feel like you needed it, you came back to get started again, and they wanted to keep you for observation because they said, wait a minute, you can't be off the medication for that long and then be back on it without having to be under observation. So that's what caused that to happen, which kind of created a whole bunch of other issues for you as well. But one of the things that I'm sure that you may or may not be aware of, so I'll just kind of say it, a lot of their conversations that you would have would be, say, for instance, with people like me over the phone. And when people talk fast over a cell phone, it's hard for the people that are listening to be able to understand. So it may not necessarily be that it's your speech. It may just be the idea that you're using a cell phone talking super duper fast, and you combine that with maybe some background noise, some lag due to the cell phones, and all of that creates a dilemma where sometimes I might have had to say to you, hey, hold on 1 second, you're going too quick. I kind of have to process what you're saying before I move on to the next topic because of the difficulty in just hearing. So it wasn't necessarily that it was you. It was the idea that using a cell phone in a noisy place, maybe with some background noise. So that might be one of the things.
Well, it could have been that, Peter, but like I said, I used to talk blazing fast, so none of that stuff really hampered me or nothing like that. So, you know, I moved on a long time ago, Peter, by thinking that I'm talking so fast. Sometimes, well, you can talk quick, but you don't have to talk blazing fast. I'm blazing fast. People talk quick, and then it's blazing fast. So, like I said, I'm just trying to, you know, talk at a moderate speed now until I gain back my voice fully. And, you know, hopefully, you know, if God's willing and able, I can give back my voice and my speech pattern, and everything goes according to my plan. And maybe if I do decide I don't want to be a business owner, maybe I could work for somebody or be a sales. Like I said, Peter, I had a chance to be a sales representative over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I lost that position only because I guess they found out that, well, they went with somebody else. They told me I had the job, then they told me 2 to 3 weeks later that they gave the position to somebody else. So, like I said, people are full of crap sometimes. You know, they do that all the time to a lot of people, not just me. They say you have a position, and when you come back and talk to them 2 or 3 weeks later, they said that they gave the position to somebody else. A lot of people like that all the time. So, like I said, that's nothing new in any industries. But I wanted to get back to I wanted to talk to Peter a little bit about cryptocurrency, if I may get a chance. I was trying to work with Peter. He can tell you for the last 2 to 4 weeks now and see how I can manage cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is something where you buy and sell cryptocurrency is a form of money, and a lot of people have been doing that over the last, I guess, 6-7 years now, and it's very rewarding. I mean, you can make money with that, but it's like a trade. It's like the stock market that me and Peter always talking about. It's like the stock market. So you trade for cryptocurrency, and it can be a volatile market. It can go up, it can go down, just like the stock market, just like the S&P, just like Standard & Poor's or the NASDAQ or the stock exchange or I don't know, any type of trade you can mention, you know. So, like I said, you can lose a lot of money. You can also gain money. Your money can also stay the same. So I was talking to Peter. I joined Fidelity Bank, which, well, for example, I learned over the last couple of weeks now, Fidelity is not necessarily a bank. It's a brokerage. And it's something where you put your money in there. It's like an investment, you know. A Fidelity Bank is like an investment. It's not like a regular bank. And I was talking to a representative when I went there. They have one on Park Avenue in Manhattan. When I went there, I spoke to a young gentleman. I signed up for it, so I have an account with them. So I can go on their website and probably trade on their website for cryptocurrency, which is Bitcoin. And there's another cryptocurrency that Peter was telling me about. His name is Coinbase, you know. I was trying to do that, but Peter told me that you really don't make that. Well, you can make a lot of money, but you can also lose a lot of money. You know, it's very risky. It's very risky. It's like gambling. You know, it's like you're in a casino or something like that. You can make a lot of money or you can lose a lot of money. You know, so it's very risky unless like I was telling Peter before the show, unless you can manipulate the system and somehow to your favor, and you can make a lot of money, but other than that, it's very risky, you know, just like doing anything. It's just like I said, the stock exchange is very risky. You can lose a lot of money, you can make a lot of money. So I just, you know, want to get advice before I do anything. I don't want to invest too much money. Maybe I may invest $1,000 or even $1,500 the most. And if I find out that I'm not going to make any profit with that, or my profit is going to stay the same, I'll just leave it alone and just try to earn my money the hard way, you know, and like, just like everybody else. So, like I said, I was talking to Peter for the last several weeks about cryptocurrency. He said he does it, but he doesn't do it in a format where it's really favorable to him, because you don't really make that much, but you may make a couple of hundred on it the most if it goes to your advantage. But other than that, you know, cryptocurrency, I saw on the website or blog that people became millionaires over cryptocurrency, you know. So something could be very favorable, and it may be not favorable to other people. You know, it's a very volatile market. So getting back to what I was telling Peter about medical school, let me go into another topic like I was doing over the last 12 minutes now about medical school. I found a good medical school I can go to on campus, because like I said, I'm getting out of the place I'm getting out of in the next 3 weeks or so. I've been here for 7 months, you know, I've been here since March in this place, the Bowery Mission, for 7 months. And, you know, I've met a lot of nice, friendly people at the Bowery Mission. I hang out at Starbucks. I hang out at McDonald's. You know, they're not too far. It's walking distance from here. I met a lot of nice people around here. So it's just that they treat me real well. When I was at McDonald's, I have a good friend. He helps me out. You know, when I don't have nothing to eat or I'm thirsty, they always provide food. I don't have to pay for anything. And at Starbucks, they provide food also. I'm good friends with them. If I'm hungry or stuff like that, or I don't have any money off my own, they help me out. And they say it's taken care of. So they help me out in several different ways, you know. You know, I've met a lot of nice, good people. That's what I want to say in my show, you know. In life, we go through life, some people, they're tormented, we're not meeting good people. But I said there's good people in all walks of life. There's good people in the back. I say this all the time. And I met a lot of nice people here. And where I plan to move to Philadelphia in the next 3 weeks or so. You know, I plan to move. I am working with a company now named Common, where I can purchase my own room/apartment. And I just have to get a co-signer. And, you know, a good friend of mine, he's going to co-sign for me. And, you know, hopefully everything pans out to my favor. But like I said, thank you so much, audience. And thank you so much for understanding. I've been away for like 6-7 weeks. So today's my first day back, and I'm glad to be back. So thank you so much, Peter.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being here. We're going to catch everybody next week. We do this radio show with Devon. If he's here live, we do this live. If he's got to do whatever we run a replay, we run a replay for him, and we call it Devon's Input. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com and you look for Devon or Devon's Input, you'll be able to hear this as well as a previous radio show. Devon, I wish you well. Hopefully we'll be able to get back to your rooms, and we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.